So I want you to just give me some yes or no answers. Which of these local beer manufacturers would you think is considered a craft beer? Ready?
Yeah.
Smutty Nose IPA.
Well, they're kind of all over the place, though, right? Okay, yes or no. Yes.
Jeez. Yes or no?
Yes.
Anheuser-Busch.
No way.
603.
Yeah, craft.
Okay. Red Hook.
No.
Stoneface.
Anything that sounds mountainy, I'm putting in the craft department. This is Word of Mouth. I'm Virginia Prescott. I'm your host and also the person right now being grilled about craft beer by producer Taylor Quimby. So what's the story here, Taylor?
So as you know, we've been collecting New Hampshire questions from our listeners online, and understanding what is and isn't a craft beer is key to answering one of those questions. Now, it's actually a three-parter, and it goes like this. Is the recent craft beer hype in New Hampshire actually generating business?
Is there factual, significant growth?
Or are these businesses failing in a year? So this question comes to us from a man named Benjamin Kramer. And I decided to call him up. We met at Concord Craft Brewing in downtown Concord. Benjamin actually just lives a few minutes away. He's a technical support engineer for a company that sells 3D printers.
Sounds like a craft brewing kind of dude.
Exactly.
So what made you ask this question in the first place? Are you just a big fan of craft beer?
Yes. I mean, craft beer always feels better. You know, be a locavore, try and buy within state. And yeah, I went to UNH in the Seacoast. So having a Smutty Nose beer always made me feel really good. Yeah. It's like, oh, it just came.
Tell me his name again.
Benjamin Kramer.
Benjamin Kramer.
So in case you didn't know, craft beer has exploded in the past few years all across the country. All you have to do is step into a grocery store and realize that there are way more choices than there used to be. Add to that that there are brew pubs around the state that brew their own beer. There are the specialty beer stores that have popped up.
Can I back up just a second and say, how do you actually define a craft beer? Because like Smutty Nose is sold in stores all over the place. Is it based on quantity? Is it based on the process of making it? What is a craft beer?
So different people I talked to for the story all had different ideas about what makes a craft beer. Benjamin thought it might have to do with volume or how many employees a brewery has. Other people said that craft beer is all about quality and flavor. And then some people said that what makes craft brewery is a commitment to serving the local community.
Right, but we're talking about alcohol, so aren't there some regulations here in New Hampshire about, like, what is a craft beer?
Well, the answer is no. It's not like USDA Organic, where you have to meet some sort of criteria to be able to put craft on your bottle. So to get some sort of definition, I called up the pro-craft industry group called the Brewers Association, and I spoke with their chief economist, Bart Watson.
Here at the Brewers Association, we don't define craft beer. We recognize that might have, you know, different interpretations in the eye of the beer lover. What we do define is a craft brewer, one that's small, independent, and traditional.
So let me put some specifics on that. Small, for the Brewers Association, is less than 6 million barrels of beer per year.
Okay, so what would Anheuser-Busch put out, for example?
A lot more than that. I mean, 6 million barrels of beer is a ton.
That's a lot.
It's like 3% of the entire U.S. beer market. And what's funny is that it used to be 2 million, but they raised their limit when Sam Adams, a.k.a. the Boston Beer Company, exceeded that limit so that Sam Adams could continue to be called a quote-unquote craft beer.
Uh-huh.
So that's what they mean by small. Next is independent. And what that means is that no more than 25% of a craft brewer, no matter how small that operation is, can be owned or controlled by one of the gigantic non-craft brewers like Miller Coors or Anheuser-Busch.
Right. So it's the kind of Ben and Jerry's thing. Once you get sold to a much bigger organization like a conglomerate, you're out of the business.
Yeah. Yeah. So if I'm a home brewer and I only make like 1 gallon of beer, but I'm owned by Miller Coors, I don't get to be considered craft.
Bad investment by Miller Coors, by the way.
And then the third category is traditional. So basically, hard cider doesn't count. You know, it's got to be beer. So let's take New Hampshire's 65 breweries. Subtract the two or three that predominantly make cider or mead. Subtract Anheuser-Busch InBev, obviously. And then subtract Red Hook, because the company that operates their brewery in Portsmouth, ironically called the Craft Brew Alliance, is actually owned in part by Anheuser-Busch and therefore also doesn't qualify. And what you've got left is about 60 breweries in New Hampshire that qualify as craft breweries.
Okay, so now that we know which breweries we're actually talking about, let's go back to the first part of Benjamin's three-part question. And I'm not remembering. What was it, Taylor?
Is the craft beer trend in New Hampshire generating business?
We haven't finalized our 2016 numbers yet, but in 2014, we found that the craft brewing industry had a $359 million impact on the state of New Hampshire.
Whoa.
That's pretty big, right?
Things like tourism and beer festivals. 50% of craft drinkers say they visited a brewery more than 2 hours away from their house last year. New Hampshire is one of the highest per capita states for beer sales.
Now, if you want to measure business from this standpoint by job creation, smaller breweries also play a really important role. Because even though Anheuser-Busch, that one facility that I mentioned earlier, they produced about 90% of all the beer brewed in New Hampshire in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
But they only employ about 33% of the direct, brewery-related jobs in the state.
Ah, so craft brewing is pretty, let's say, person-intensive as well, obviously.
I loved the way that Bart put this.
From a jobs perspective, there's beautiful inefficiency in being a small brewer.
Beautiful inefficiency.
Inefficiency.
So I think, to me, this answers Benjamin's first question. Yeah, it definitely appears that the craft beer trend is generating business in the state.
But didn't he also ask whether it's sustainable?
Well, the next question was trickier because that's where he asked for specific, factual, and significant growth. As I explained to Benjamin, if you're looking at the number of breweries in New Hampshire, the answer is a resounding yes. Here we've got... In 2006, there were 15 breweries. Now there's 65. So we're talking about a huge explosion in the past 10 years.
And I'm sure you're going to go here, but you can see that the growth is all on the nano brewery side.
Yes.
Is nano brewery and craft brewery mean the same thing?
No, they don't. They don't. What Dennis is talking about there is how breweries are classified by the New Hampshire State Liquor Commission.
Finally, the New Hampshire State Liquor Commission comes into this conversation.
You knew they were going to come in, yeah. Well, first of all, how long have you been here, Jim?
I've been here for 25 years with the commission.
This is Jim Barbuti, an auditing supervisor for the New Hampshire Liquor Commission.
Okay, so you have seen a lot of changes probably in the past decade.
Yes, I have. I started working in the liquor store. I worked in accounting, marketing. Now I'm in liquor enforcement.
So, from a liquor commission standpoint, the term craft means absolutely nothing. They don't care whether you're brewing a hoppy IPA or a, smooth
jalapeno
porter. What would you do?
I can't even think of it, Taylor.
So, they don't care about that sort of stuff. They care about how much you produce, because the more you produce, the more your licensing fees increase.
Well, we have three different categories to manufacture beer. We have the beverage manufacturer. We have the brew pubs, and then we have a nano brewery.
So three levels. The manufacturers, which are the bigger players like Smutty Nose, Red Hook, Anheuser-Busch, brew pubs like Elm City in Keene or Moat Mountain in North Conway, and then there's the nanos. These are the really small little breweries like Candia Road Brewery or Outhouse Ales. The state actually created the nano license as a way to encourage small brewers in 2011, and since then, the number of breweries has exploded. But
the number of manufacturers have grown tremendously in New Hampshire. Production-wise, it has not. Due to the fact most nano breweries is a one-barrel system, so they can only make 31 gallons at a time, which doesn't go very far.
So let me explain. As Dennis said, most of the new breweries opening in the state these past few years have been these low-volume nanos, and they produce so little beer compared to bigger players like Smutty Nose or Red Hook that the overall amount of beer being produced in the state is actually down. And the growth that we have seen these past few years in terms of those nano breweries, both in terms of, the overall number and the production of the small breweries, which has increased, that increase has slowed down a lot.
What are you thinking about how things may be shifting again, or do you think it's settling down a little bit?
Well, the market's always changing. In the last 25 years, the market's been going up and down. Brew pubs were a hot thing back in the 90s, and then they quieted down. Right now, the market is basically fighting a bunch with each other for shelf space, tap lines, and it's trying to beat out your competitor to get that important spot on the shelves.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so quick recap. Significant factual growth, the answer, the number of craft breweries is way up. Respective of their size, the amount of beer being produced by those craft breweries is also up. But from that statewide standpoint, nanos just don't produce much beer.
Uh-huh.
And for that reason, tax revenue is not up, it's flat. And even then, people are saying space is getting tight, competition's getting fierce. Which brings us, as I know you've just been dying to know, Benjamin's third and final question. Are most breweries closing inside of a year?
Oh, it's a little bit of a sad question to me.
It is. But it's a happy answer.
The answer to your question, are most of these closing in a year? No. We've seen tons of growth and very few closures, you know, one a year.
Since the Liquor Commission created the Nano Brewery license in 2011, like I said, tons of openings, 27 total, and only 4 have gone out of business.
Wow, I wonder how that compares to a lot of other startups. I mean, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, or what I was sort of wondering, which is the restaurant industry.
Mm-hmm, right.
Here's Bart with the national perspective.
So last year we saw more than 800 brewery openings and less than 100 closings. And that's pretty typical of what we've seen the last few years. In the long run, that's unsustainable. You can't just have an industry where people only open and no one closes. I don't think it's ever going to look like restaurants where, 60% fail in their first 3 years. But I do think that we're going to see that closing rate rise a little bit, and that's just how market competition works.
Well, Taylor, thank you. That is fascinating stuff. And thanks, Benjamin, for the question.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I took him out for a beer after we were done.
What was going to be a grape knee-high?
Let's cheers.
Cheers. Thank you. Yeah. Another thing that's fun about craft beer is there's always a new glass. It feels just slightly different. I mean, IPA is IPA, but I've never had this one before.
Yeah.
And by the way, you too have the power to send one of our producers out into the field. If you've got a burning question about the place where you live, maybe it's a landmark that you've always wondered about, or a bit of cultural ephemera or local custom that piques your interest, ask us about it. Just go to nhpr.org and you'll find the Only in New Hampshire link. It's on the right side of the website. Click on that and let us know what is making you curious.